Imagine a practice that doesn't come to a grinding halt when you want to do something crazy, like take a 3-day weekend or, heaven forbid, a 2-week holiday. A practice where you aren't the bottleneck because every single minute detail of every case doesn't have to pass through your hands to be completed correctly. A practice with fewer problems and happier clients because systems and processes have drastically reduced room for error and automated away some of your most frustrating and tedious work. A practice that can scale in a way that works for you and your lifestyle, where you aren't having to reinvent the wheel with each hire or maybe not have to hire anyone at all. That's what we are building in Rosen Institute's law firm Flywheel program. You can find out more at roseninstitute.com/join. There's no magic, just a straightforward, step-by-step approach to build a system for building systems in your practice, and more importantly, keeping those systems up to date, getting buy-in from your team, and making sure that your processes are followed so that you aren't the one keeping all those plates spinning. Registration closes soon. Come join us at roseninstitute.com/join.
This is Rosen Institute's Your Law Firm, where Lee Rosen and Ned Days cover management, marketing, finance, and new technologies for building the practice you deserve. Here's Lee Rosen.
It's good to be with you today from Tokyo. We're having a great time here. We've been doing a fair number of touristy things, along with catching up on some work. We visited a really fascinating museum. It's called Team Lab Planets. It's a very visual, colorful, lots of screens kind of art exhibit, attracting a young crowd in very big numbers. It's fascinating to see an art gallery filled with young fans in stark contrast to so many art galleries where everybody is just kind of old. We also attended a Tokyo Giants baseball game. The Japanese crowd brings a level of enthusiasm to the game that really reminds me of attending a Duke Carolina game at Cameron Indoor Stadium in Durham, North Carolina. The fans seem like they just want to blow the roof off of the Tokyo Dome with their cheering. It was great fun. Tokyo is quite a city.
It's time for your tech tip. When I went away to college, I lived in the dormitory for the first couple of years. In talking to my wife recently, it became clear to me that dorm life is one of those uniquely American institutions that other countries view with a bit of puzzlement. To them, it's a curiosity of growing up in the States that they only come across in movies, along with yellow buses, red Solo cups, and free refills. My dorm at the University of Florida was not particularly fancy, even though I was on the quiet hall with other studious young men. There were regular Dungeons and Dragons games and figurine paintings in the common area, which should give you some idea of the caliber of scholar we are talking about. Tiny shared rooms, cinder block walls, and a communal bathroom. It's kind of like prison, but you pay to be there. When it was time to shower, you grabbed your dop kit, wrapped yourself in a towel, and shuffled down the hall in your shower shoes. Now, the logistics of all this communal living were not always ideal. One day, I left my room to go take a shower while my roommate was still there studying, but by the time I had returned, he had left for class and locked the door. My key was, of course, inside the dorm room, so I had to shuffle to the building lobby in nothing but my towel and flip-flops in front of several other residents and ask the front desk staff to let me in. Most undignified for a resident of the quiet hall.
Do you have an ID? One asked.
Do I look like I have an ID? I replied. After a bit of back and forth, one of the staff agreed to accompany me back to my room, but remained completely suspicious until after opening the door, I was able to produce an ID card and my own key. I bring this up because some lawyers have a tendency to put people trying to get in touch with them or their firms in a similar awkward and undignified position. And the culprit is the website contact form. Now, I've been involved in building websites for a long, long time, and there was an era when spammers would crawl sites for email addresses, and spam filtering was a complicated third-party solution if you had it at all. So it kind of made sense to be a little particular about sharing your address. and a contact form was a reasonable, if not ideal, compromise. But spammers are clever, data breaches are an everyday occurrence, and your address is out there. Keeping it off the website isn't going to do much for you. Thankfully, though, email providers have huge dedicated staffs working on spam filtering, and new standards like DMARC are cutting down on spoof emails. Rarely, if ever, do I see a spam message hit my inbox. It's all stuff that, for better or worse, I signed up for. And having worked on so many websites for small businesses over the years, I can also tell you that contact forms tend to break and then sit there broken for weeks or months or years. If you aren't getting a huge number of messages through your contact form, it's tough to realize that it isn't working. Sometimes it's configured for a host you were using three websites ago. Sometimes it's using a plugin with an expired license. Sometimes the email connection fails. Sometimes there's an old contact form tucked away on a page on your site that you don't even realize is there, and people are firing off messages into the void. But the real downside is that in most circumstances, it leaves both potential clients and other attorneys feeling awkward and semi-naked. They aren't able to message you from their proper email address, their signature is missing, and they have to clumsily include contact details and feel like they're explaining themselves and begging for attention before Oz the Great and Powerful. If another lawyer got your name from a colleague and is trying to reach out about a referral, they don't really know if they're getting through to you or an admin or even the right inbox. I'm calling and emailing members pretty regularly at Rosen Institute, and in a lot of law firms, if I end up on the phone with a front desk person, they have no idea what to do with me if I'm not a client or opposing counsel. So let me get this straight. You are on the phone with me, but you're not a client. I just don't understand. That's what a lot of contact forms feel like. It's sticking a message in a bottle and hoping desperately that it arrives to the right person in a timely manner and that they can actually make out your frantic chicken scratch. Giving people an easy way to email you directly makes them feel a lot more like they matter and less like you're leering at them suspiciously while they stand around in a towel in the lobby. I'm Ned Days, and that's your tech tip.
And now for your moment of concise advice. Today, I've got a quote for you from Charlie Munger. He's Warren Buffett's partner, has done amazingly well as an investor over the years. The quote is this: "The big money is not in the buying or selling, but in the waiting." I think that quote is all about patience. Patience is a superpower because most of us lack patience. That's especially true when it comes to marketing our law firms. We mostly want to get rich quick. So we try something with our marketing and it doesn't work, and we switch gears and we try something else, and we repeat that pattern over and over. We try a new website, and then we turn to Facebook, and then TikTok, and then we do some search engine optimization, and then we switch to Snapchat, and then Instagram, and then we try some online ads, and maybe we give radio a try, and we run ads on YouTube, and we build our professional network, and then we buy a two-page spread in a legal magazine or newspaper, and then we pay for listings on Super Lawyers, and we keep switching gears, and we're moving forwards and backwards and sideways, and we don't give anything time to work. We're not very patient. We're always chasing the next big thing, and then the next, and the next, and they each fail for us. They never deliver the results that we'd hoped. The hype draws us in, the hype goes away, and we move on to the next thing that's getting some hype. Our problem is that we think short term. We switch too fast. Remember what Charlie Munger said. He said, "The big money is not in the buying or selling, but in the waiting." Patience, that's what it's all about. Here's the thing, and this is especially true with marketing. All marketing works. Putting in some effort, it'll get you some results. Sure, one thing or the other thing might work better this year than last or vice versa, but it all works if you put in the effort. Direct postal mail through the post office, it worked when I started practicing law. And you know what? It still works. Radio, same thing. It works too. People still advertise in newspapers, and that works. Of course, social media works, as does content marketing and networking. I could go on and on. It all works, but all of it requires some patience. You've got to get in, experiment, figure it out, learn about it, understand it, tweak it, get it right, and then you've got to stay on top of it so that you keep it current. This is not a short-term game. To the uninformed, most of your victories will look like overnight success, but they were years in the making. It only seems like overnight to those who don't know how hard you're working, how long you've worked, how much patience you exercised. So make a plan and put in the effort and keep working on it and be patient and then be patient some more. The big money is not in the buying or selling, but in the waiting. That's what Charlie Munger said, and that's your moment of concise advice. Wrapping up from Tokyo, thanks for spending a few minutes with me and Ned today. We hope you have a great weekend and an even better week next week. Keep plugging away, moving forward, getting things done. You're on the right track. You'll get there. I promise. We're all in this together, and together we build better practices through better marketing, better management, and better technology. Until next time, I'm Lee Rosen.
Thanks for listening to Your Law Firm. Visit rosensrules.com for our free course on the 10 critical rules successful law firms follow.